Hey, Digital Ramblers, how are you? JJ Cannon, CEO of Digital Delight. And here's my good friend, Chris Gamble, as always. What's going on, mate?
Hey, JJ, hanging out in London tonight for this recording. Back to doing lots of installations in London. So that's an indication of things returning to some normality here. But we're back for another Digital Rambles, these shorter episodes that we've come up with. And the first four have gone down a storm, and we're back for another few.
Yeah, absolutely. And on this episode, I guess if you want to call it that, we're going to be talking about access to manufacturers as well as access to hardware and hard tech.
Oh, this is vital, JJ. If you're talking to a prospective home tech pro, maybe you know you're talking to a couple trying to decide who you're going to go with for your project, one of the questions I think you should be asking is, how quickly can you get my product? What kind of support can you give me? And what kind of support are you getting from these manufacturers? And that should be big decision-making factors in a big home tech purchase for any homeowner.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gamble, you know, we've kind of ran across this. Well, technical support is something that we run across all the time, but access to hardware has really become crucial at this time. A lot of the manufacturers we're seeing are having some challenges in providing hardware. It's mainly in the freight, and having deep relationships with your manufacturers has proven to be super crucial during today's time. Something that I'd never really dreamed of needing in the past.
That's definitely true. There has been challenges at the time of recording, you know, just middle of the summer here, you know, this COVID situation, the lockdown, and the logistics of getting equipment have been challenging, but there have been products that have been easy to get. So that's been good. And we've reshuffled our offerings to make sure we're stocked up on the common requests. And for us, it's things like doorbells, cameras, speakers, Wi-Fi access points, network equipment, routers, anything, these consumable stuff. And a lot of these things I'm talking about are installed in 1 hour, installed in 2 hours, quick in and out type products. And we keep well stocked with that. And that's another thing that your home tech pro of choice should be stocked up with the consumables, because there's nothing more satisfying, JJ. You've done it before. I've heard you talk about it before, where you're doing an installation and the customer asks you, whilst you're here, you could have put in an Apple TV or you could have put in another Sonos speaker. Having that in the van or the truck is such a, you know, feel good moment where you just pull the box out and get that set up for them at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely, Gamble. You know, it kind of all falls into line with our whole reels package, you know, and keeping our manufacturers in a really small, tight unit. Like we carry the Ring product, the Eero product, Lutron, Logitech, and Sonos. And by keeping it very tight and narrow, it allows us to have easy access to that inventory, where we keep some inventory at the shop, as well as in our vehicles. It also allows us to have quick access to the manufacturers as well, where a real quick phone call saying, hey, I need a product. Because we sell so many items, because our brands are so narrow, it allows our numbers to go that much higher in our sales, that when we make that call, we're absolutely a priority to those manufacturers to make sure that we get those products immediately.
Yeah, as a small business, we and dealing with a close-knit product lineup, we're able to predict our sales, we're able to predict our stock levels, and we're able to work with our supply chain to make sure they have our go-to products, you know, ready to go, as you like, you know, so that if we're getting low, a quick update to our supply chain and things are getting replenished weekly, monthly, or whatever cycle we ask for. But once you've got the product's in, it's working great, there is, you know, circumstances when something goes wrong, something breaks, it is electronics, it's unpredictable at times, it could be caused by power outages, it could be caused by network issues, it could be caused by accidental damage, anything. But it's having that backup of the manufacturer that's important as well when you need support.
Yeah, absolutely. And when your manufacturers have your back as an installer, it is so crucial and so added value.
And that's added value to us, but what provides more value for me is the ability for my customers to be able to phone for support, not always to me. There may be instances where it's out of hours, with possibly a weekend, possibly something that we can't help them with because it is a manufacturer level technicality or something that needs manufacturer input. The ability to confidently give the support number or email or chat link to a customer to say, reach out to Nest, reach out to Ring, reach out to Sonos, and the support they get is equally, if not better, than the support we get sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And for most of the manufacturers that we work with and the relationships, the technical support is absolutely excellent.
No, I agree. I think these are big decision factors for me and my small business that I'm looking at, not just all the bells and whistles of the product. I'm looking at supply levels, longevity, and the support and warranty that makes it a great product. These parts are equally as impactful on the product as much as the face recognition, the power over Ethernet, or the wireless technology. I'm looking at what's behind this, what's backing up this product.
You know, that reminds me, I had a client recently who, had a situation with COVID and just staying in home way too long. And I think he was there with his family and the kids got super rambunctious. And he had one of those Logitech Harmony Pro remotes. Kids ran by, didn't see it under the pillow, put their running foot right on it and cracked this son of a gun right in half. And, you know, talk about, you know, it's like, what else could go wrong? You know, and Dad called me up. He's like, Jay, I need a remote immediately. What can you do? And, you know, Logitech, they sell Harmony Pros in kits. You know, it's not something that you can just get a one-off item. And so I called up my good friends over at Logitech. They said, hey, let's go ahead and get a 950 back in there. And over the phone, we were able to take his old program, dump it onto a 950, and 950 from a Harmony Pro are two different remotes. But through Harmony's back end, they were able to overhaul the software and get the client up and running for minimal cost. And it took no time to do it. I mean, it was a quick phone call. Those types of ease of access, you know, for us is, you know, you couldn't put a value on it. I mean, of course, there's some cost associated for providing that type of service, but nothing compared to hours and hours and hours of what we were experiencing in the past with, you know, some of the legacy products that we were working with.
So the big questions to be asking your home tech pro when you're choosing who's going to be your provider are things like, what's your support? What's your relationship like with your supply chain? What's your relationship like with tech support? And can I get tech support if I was to ever phone it? If I can't get hold of you, my pro, can I phone them? We've had that recently where a customer had an issue with a thermostat. And it's an issue that we've seen in the past. And they reached out to us first. And I said, look, on this occasion, I know what it is. So go straight to Nest. The quickest thing you can do is go straight to them. It was resolved within a 48-hour period. It was logged as a fault. The device was sent out, the replacement, just the thermostat. It wasn't the other part of the boiler. That was connected up. They actually followed up and called the client and guided them through the switch over to the new thermostat. They provided the packaging to return the other one, posted back. The client was delighted. Yes, they had some interruptions to their heating controls. They still had some manual controls, which we were able to show them what to do, but they had such a minimal downtime that they saw that as a positive in the end, and encouraged them, you know, to not bottle it up. Because I've seen this in the past, JJ, customers bottling up faults, storing them up until they next see you when they could have been relieved in a short period.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like they're making a list of, all right, whenever our arm is twisted enough, you know, then we'll present the entire list and we'll just get it all done at one time. And, you know, particularly with the products that we're working with Gamble, the tech support is super friendly, very knowledgeable. And that's one thing in the past, Gamble, that some of the manufacturers that we worked with in the past, tech support just was not friendly at all. You know, and
I'll be honest, JJ, I've got an ongoing joke with a couple of colleagues in my industry that whenever we try to phone for tech support on this legacy product we used to use, there was only one person that could help us. And if he was on absence, on leave, or he was the ongoing joke was he's not in, he's at home feeding his cat on his lunch break. That was, you know, we couldn't get support because this guy was feeding his cat. And we could just imagine this big fat cat getting fed, you know, these long lunches. And you couldn't get him for hours and hours. But to be fair, he helped you when he was there. But it was that ongoing joke of, you know, he's out on his lunch feeding his cat.
So, Gamble, I guess the moral of this podcast is whenever you're interviewing home technology professionals, ask them, what is their relationship like with their manufacturers and what kind of access to hardware, if there is a fault, if there is a failure, what kind of expectations can they set for, you know, quick turnaround?
Awesome. Well, that ties in with what we always say. If you don't know, ask your home tech pro.